Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back in the studio, and I have a repeat guest. In fact, I don't know if you saw before, but Pete Heim is now retired. We got rid of him, and we now have his son. Chris Heim is the new guest on, well, it used to be called Pete's Point of View. Now it's called Repeat's Point of View. So how you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Brad.
It's funny. I didn't realize he had that low of a voice.
Oh yeah, it was a rough night last night.
So we had to do this. This is we got Pete Heim back in the office. He was in Arizona visiting his grandchildren.
Yeah, grandchildren.
Awesome.
This guy did a great job.
Chris Heim, your awesome. Son did a fantastic
yeah,
job.
He and knows what he's doing.
He's doing very. It did very well. The show did real well. In fact, you are fired. I wanted to bring you on the show to tell you, you know, in front of everybody
all
instead
right.
of just
signing
waiting.
Off. Yes. We'll see you guys.
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully we have some good information here. I mean, things are changing the market, but we're always trying to keep things on an upbeat, positive level because if we listen to the national media, you know, sometimes they make it doom and gloom. We still have a market.
It's not fake news.
It's not fake news.
We have real news here.
That's right. We always have real news. So how do you want to start the show here, bud? This is Pete's Point of View. It's the name of the show.
Right.
And you're in here pretty much every month. I think you're here every month.
I love being here every
month.
Yeah,
we like having you here. It's wonderful.
This is fun.
So, okay, so tell me, what do you got going on there? What numbers do you have, or what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, so and to combat some of the fake stuff, I don't know if it's necessarily fake. I want to say it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Like that last
exaggerated.
Time, yeah, exaggerated. Yeah. And it's and it's to the negative.
Yeah.
And it's like we were just talking, Mike, people still need to buy a house.
Yeah.
People need to sell a house. Mm-hmm. I was just actually with a client this morning, and we were joking about if he would have waited two more years, he probably would have made so much more, blah, blah, blah. And you know what he said to me?
What?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I needed to sell then.
Well, that's a great, great way to look at it, is that it's about a need. I mean, when you're talking about your personal residence, it's a need. It's not just, and it's a want also. I mean, you know, if you have a house and you're going to a bigger house and, you know, there's also other things in there. But, you know, if you want to move, you're going to move.
Right. Exactly.
Regardless of rates, regardless of what the market's doing. And, you know, a lot of times when people say, well, I can't believe that there's business at this time. Well, you know, and unfortunately people get divorced, people pass away, people, you know, things happen in people's lives that they aren't expecting. So therefore the home is something that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the alternative is renting.
Absolutely.
You need somewhere to live.
And that's getting expensive.
Yep. Unless you want to live in your parents' basement, you know?
We don't want to do that.
Which I think all of us have done maybe at one time.
Although my parents have a really nice basement.
They do.
They do. They have a full kitchen down there. Ooh. They got pool table, air hockey, you know.
What was
everything.
Their address again?
Yeah, I'll give you their address. My dad would love to have another son in the house.
So Wiseman, I'm coming.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but in the thought process of what everything's going on right now, I had to start, I wanted to think about, and I know you do this too, Brad, what's the best situation for a person getting into real estate or out of real estate market right now?
Yeah.
Well, who is the best suited person based on what's going on in the market?
You know, winning?
Who's winning right now?
Who's
exactly.
Winning. Okay.
And we're a numbers show.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much. We
yeah.
are. I mean, we've become a numbers show.
Absolutely.
Which is great because I think it's all numbers.
Absolutely.
Really, this whole thing's numbers.
Absolutely.
So here you go, folks. Brad and I were talking earlier. I think the number one person situation right now is the move-up buyer.
Yeah.
What a move-up buyer is, someone who bought a house, their first house probably, within, even if it was since COVID, like within the 5, 6, 7 year mark is probably the sweet spot.
Yeah.
The amount of equity you folks have gained is astronomical. Some of you have gained over 50% equity.
Which is amazing.
Most people over the last 3 years gained maybe 20%, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in that category and you've not happy with your COVID house, because I'm running into a lot of people who they felt forced into the house for whatever reason, and now they're there and they bought it virtually, and then now they're there and they just don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
That's okay. There was a poll, I was listening to Tom Ferry, 80% of the people who were polled who bought a house during COVID don't like their house.
Oh, wow.
And that's sad. That's sad.
Because
it's a big purchase.
And that's because why? They didn't see it, possibly.
Possibly.
They did a virtual walkthrough. They bought it in under distress.
Under distress. Right, no inspections. There could have been something that was wrong, and they ate it. Yeah. Right? So
well, I think that the people that were buying during COVID or during it wasn't just COVID, just during a market where there's not a lot to pick from.
Right.
You tend to give up things on your bucket list or things on your checklist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, what ends up happening is you realize that some of the things that you give up, you can deal with and get used to.
Yeah.
But there are things that you might have given up that you're sitting there going, oh, shit, man, I can't give this. I can't do this. Like a garage. Or maybe not just a garage. Maybe you wanted a two-car garage.
Right.
And you ended up buying a one-car garage because it had everything but that.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, shoot.
And the first snowstorm, you're
feeling. My wife got the garage, and now I'm outside scraping windows because you know that's how it works. You know, there's no way I'm getting in the garage if there's only a one-car garage. Right, Hugo? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, so I think I see that. And I see that happening, and I think that's going to be a different market coming back in.
And there was a competitiveness going on.
Oh, my gosh,
there was this thing like, I want to win.
Oh, my gosh, yes, definitely.
It
was about winning.
And that's wrong.
when it comes to a house. Yes, it is wrong.
Now, if you're buying an electric can opener at an auction like my wife did.
Electric can opener at an auction?
At an auction.
Why in the world
did
you do that?
Do I hear $5, $5, $5, $7, $7, $7, $7? Michelle, $7, $7, $8? Do I hear $8, $8, $8? Some other money? $10. Do I hear $10,
$10? How much
sold to the lady, the nice good-looking blonde here, the $10. She goes, I won. I said, no, you didn't. You lost.
You lost. You just paid $10 for a piece of junk.
And we tried it a couple of times. And it worked great. And it was shot.
Oh my gosh.
It opened three cans, $10.
I didn't even know they still made those things. They still make cans.
Yeah, but this is obviously when we were first married.
Oh, yeah.
30 years ago, you know.
So. Back when they just invented cans, you know.
But the competitive nature. Yeah, that woman's competitive. Absolutely. She really is. But when you're competitive, it was that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Chris and I mean, Chris sold the house. We were just talking about it. This one buyer says, I'm just done.
Yeah.
I think he mentioned that I am going to do what it takes to win this one.
Right.
And they did.
Right.
And now I hope that God, they're happy with the house because they might have overpaid. Yep. They might have no inspections and probably something could come up. Yep. Right.
There's times through that market there, I definitely, gave my opinion, a very honest opinion to clients of mine and said, are you sure about this?
Right.
You know, because, you know, looking at the condition and looking at what was wrong, you know, are you sure about this? But they had already been through five or six offers and they were like, yeah, I'm sure about this. You know, and hopefully they are. I mean, some of those things you can change and you can fix and make it look your own. So,
right. But with how that relates to what we want to say today about a move up.
Yeah, how does that relate?
How does that relate?
Yeah.
You ask me that every time. So,
yeah, exactly. Come on.
Okay, here's some stats. You ready?
Yeah.
So I researched the $0 to $500,000 real estate market.
Gotcha.
Last year, the $0 to $500 market, there were 16 days on the market was the average.
Okay.
The absorption rate in 0.9 months, which you guys know that's less than a month, right? Which over 3 weeks, which means if all the listings stopped, it would take less than a month for all of them to go away.
Yep.
That's what that means. The average sale price in the $0 to $500 was $234,368.
Okay.
Today, the days on market is 18.
Okay. Well, not much difference.
The absorption rate is 0.8.
So that's amazing.
It's better.
So that market really is still in the same place it was.
Exactly. And the average sale price?
And that's all Berks County?
All Berks County, everything.
Including the city.
Okay. Which means, obviously, you took the city out, the average price would be higher. It's $236,800 taking the whole county into effect. So that's a little over $2,000 more average sales price a year later.
Right.
So that market's doing well. Here's the up $500,000 plus. Now, this is normally a move up. So when you're selling, you're probably selling under $500,000 and you're buying over $500,000 when you move up.
Yep.
Okay. So I just want to clarify that. The $500,000 plus market today, the average days on market is 37.
Okay.
Last year, it was 30.
Okay, so there's your numbers. That's where things are starting to change.
Absorption, 3.5 months.
Oh, wow.
Last year, this time, are you ready?
Yeah.
1.4.
See, and that's where
that's huge.
What that means, I mean, realtors and sellers and everybody, we have to start setting the expectation up front for this.
Yep.
Because, you know, those folks there are probably still thinking that they're in the under 500 reality.
Yep.
And they're not.
They're not.
They're in this new reality, and their market's changing.
Yep.
Maybe other people that they know under 500, they're going, oh, our market's great.
Yeah, it is.
And the people over 500 are going, oh, it's starting to change.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's starting to change. And I know that because I just had a listing that was in the $600,000 price range. And, you know, it's changing.
It's changing. We
had a house inspection. Those things are all creeping back in. They're going to start creeping back in. Not only, that's the one thing we can't show you on here is how many houses have inspections now.
That's right. We can't because we don't know.
How many houses? We don't. But those things are creeping in.
They are back in.
Which is okay.
Right, which is fine.
It's all good.
But the average sale price, Brad,
today
in that market is $655,600.
Need glasses? You have them in your hand.
Yeah.
You might want to use those.
$655,643 today.
Interesting.
A year ago. You ready?
Yeah.
$671,031.
Wow. So it's sliding. Yeah, it's sliding. But it's not crazy.
In that range. That's not crazy. What percentage is that?
And also, if you think they made 20 to 30%, they're still not losing money.
It's 20 grand, right?
Now, if they bought it last year, it was
15
around
grand.
20. Yeah. It's not a lot.
It's less than 3%.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Yeah, not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But if you're that move-up buyer, you've got all that equity, you're going to slap it into the upper 500 price range, you're going to make out.
Yeah.
Right? You might be maybe make an offer.
Now, it's not going to feel good because the rate is a little higher now.
At
7%.
7%.
Yeah, it's hard to say that, isn't it?
It is. But you remember when we were rejoicing when it came down to 7%.
Oh, I totally remember.
You remember those days.
Yeah, the highest I remember when I was in the business when I first started was 9.2%, something like that.
But let's talk about that interest rate right now, because in January, at 3%, it was $4.21 per thousand on a mortgage.
$4.21
per thousand.
Okay.
At 7% today, it's $6.65 per thousand. That's $2.44 increase.
Yep.
And that's on a $100,000 loan, that's $244 a month.
So every $100,000 is costing you
$244 more.
Okay.
It's not earth shattering.
No, it's not.
It's not. Most people, because the affordability, people are still using 15, 16% of their income to buy a house.
Yep.
Can you afford another $244 a month at that ratio?
Yeah.
You can.
Yes.
If you really want to.
And also, if you're putting a boatload down.
That
makes the difference too, because now you're mortgaging a lot less.
And that brings me to my next point. The amount of equity that you just gained just offset that extra gap. If everyone knows what that means. If you do need a mortgage, your equity gain offset the increase.
If you have $250,000 to put into it, then now you're back to where
you might have $100,000 more.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the point.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Not at all.
And I wish these guys would stop broadcasting some of this misinformation, only quoting new construction quotes and stuff like that. It's just wrong.
Well, and another thing too is I think a lot of times too, the lenders, a lot of the news also is about the lenders doing so poorly right now. But what people are forgetting is that the reason the lenders are doing so poorly, not poorly, but they're losing business or they've lost business this year is because they also had a big refi business. Yeah. So if a large part of your income or your business was refinance and now that's gone, of course you're going to be hurting. Of course you're going to be seeing a difference here. So, because refis, I mean, they're pretty much, I would think that's pretty much done, except
probably.
For if, unless it's a divorce.
Yeah.
Or you had to refi
had
for
to
a
refi.
Reason. For a reason. So, that's all I can.
Well, the other segment too, I like, Brad, is the downsizer. The downsizer probably is selling on a higher price home, right?
Yep.
And moving down into something more comfortable.
Yeah. Maybe buying cash.
And maybe buying cash and competing.
They might have enough equity that they're buying cash now.
And that's going to be a good scenario, I think, also
absolutely.
Too, right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the things I thought was interesting, too, was this other stat that now is in multi-list. And I thought this was interesting, is homes on the market, by the way, in Berks County, it's 467. I'm not sure we brought that up.
Oh,
We always like to bring that up.
Yeah.
467 homes on the market when I checked about 10 minutes ago. The home demand index is interesting. And this is a new stat that the multi-list is putting out. And it's basically, I think it's based on showings and things like that. And I think it puts a bunch of numbers together. together. In Central PA, which is what we're considered, Central PA, we're at a 97 is the rating, which I think it goes actually over 100. I'm not sure how that works, but that's still a good number. What I thought was interesting is I looked at Ocean City, New Jersey, or Ocean County, New Jersey, which is all pretty much up near the beach. Mm-hmm. They're at a 73.
Oh,
and what that, you know, I think that's what that has a lot to do with is, you know, a lot of your second homes are in those areas. And I know, cause we have a search set up, my wife and I always, for Ocean City, Maryland, cause we always just like to see what the real estate's doing. Cause we love that town and we think about buying down there again someday. And when looking at that, there was at one point, there were 16 homes on the market down there. And that was pretty much, that was it in a certain price range. And that was over 300. So it was like 300 to five, something was 16 homes was on the market.
Oh my God.
And now it's at 38
in Ocean County.
In Ocean City, Maryland.
Ocean City, Maryland.
So different. Okay. That's a different place. Yeah. But it's just funny, and I'm seeing price decreases on almost all of them.
Yeah, short points.
So that's what you're starting to see is you're seeing that the second home money is starting to just. It's not that it's not there. People are being more cautious.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the other thing we talked about too. The buyers in that upper price range, they can still, and most of the price range, they can still afford the home. Mm-hmm. They can afford a home. They can purchase a home. I think a lot of people are not because they're sitting on the fence now because they think the rate's going to come down tomorrow or next month. And I think I don't see that happening anytime soon. No. We might stay in the sixes and I think we might hang out there for a while.
Did it drop under seven a little bit there?
It did. Yeah. Last week, end of last week, it was a little bit of a dip.
It's still there or not.
No, it's seven. It's right at seven.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all over the place, but I think at the end of the day, if you want to buy a house, once again, buy the darn house.
Yeah,
right?
Just buy it.
I mean, there's no reason not to.
Right.
I mean, you know, the rates will change. You can refinance and you'll be good.
Yeah. So, I think the feds are meeting again.
What do you think that's going to happen there?
Is that Thursday?
I don't know.
It's coming up next day or two.
I have no idea.
I
haven't tracked that lately. Maybe Hugo, when's the feds meeting?
I don't know.
You tell me.
He's like, I come to you guys for this information.
Well, I didn't look to see when they're meeting, but I think it's soon.
Yeah.
And I think they're talking another 0.75, I think.
Yeah.
But they're just talking about it. So,
well, hopefully that starts to make a difference. Yeah. And then once that happens, history shows that the rates will go back down a little bit.
That's right.
That's what it shows.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Man, good being with
you.
Awesome.
Good time. That went fast, really fast.
Too fast.
There we go. We got, we had Chris Heim, and now it's back to Pete Heim. And so I'm not sure which family member's coming in next time. We'll have to see.
Probably him.
Yeah, because you'll be in Arizona somewhere. You know, gallivanting around the country. That's all right. That's okay. All right. So there's the information you're always looking for. And hopefully you enjoy the show. And we will be back again next week, 1 o'clock every Thursday. You can find us on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on all different kinds of places. And make sure you look us up and watch the show. Thanks so much.